a corporate affair, Ashish Nair. A male older boss used to have an affair with a younger, feisty, feminist subordinate who was a role model for women's empowerment and used to go to women's empowerment seminars and inspire young girls that you need to lead your life and create it on your own terms and you don't need a husband or a boyfriend. But actually she was having a rip-roaring affair with her mentor, this older and very successful chairman of the MNCC Fortune 500 company where she worked. One day, he told her, and when the managers come and they discuss increments and promotions, I will stick up for you and fight for you. And the feisty, ferociously feminist girl answered back, "So, how much I progress depends on you, a male, rather than how much I slog my ass off and what I do. Just because I am a woman, I am not given any value, is it? You dirty old male chauvinist. Hey, you bitch, a naughty girl. Come here, let me spank your ass. You deserve it. Expose your ass. Come here and stand in front of me." She had a twinge of a strange desire, a very submissive portion of her psyche was feeling that my master is going to spank me, my buttocks are going to feel his angry male palm. Great, I had orgasm just from the spanking. Another part of her was feeling, nasty slave boy, how dare he talk in this manner to his mistress, and to squeeze his balls until he feel the fury of my feminist triumphant womanhood. I will crush his balls and crush him beneath my feet. So she also snarled back, "You expose your balls, boy. Mistress is gonna make mincemeat out of them." So both of them very angrily, even the chairman was feeling dominant as well as submissive. He felt like he was a little boy across the lap of his angry mom and about to be spanked OTK with a hairbrush for having broken an expensive toy. At the same time, he was feeling like a very dominant male about to smack his girlfriend for insubordination and impudence. Both the misogynism and sadism, the submissiveness and dominance, both these streams of consciousness were equally alive in both of them, the chairman, boyfriend, and the feisty feminist career woman. So they came and so they both exposed each person's appendages. He unzipped his balls and exposed it to her total feminist fury, feminist authority, feminist custody. And she lifted her skirts and wedged her panties between the crack of her ass cleft so that her butt cheeks were exposed to his male chauvinist palm grip. Authority. He gripped her butt cheeks with masculine authority and awaited her feminist dominatrix pleasure. He didn't make a move. Red hot streak of feminist anger shot through her mind, thinking that how, as a chairman, he would have more authority over her career than her hard work throughout the year when the annual promotion list and recommendations and appraisals were taking place. And she felt that as a woman, this was crushing to the feminist woman, the woman's empowerment, and to her as a her dignity as a person. And she angrily squeezed his balls, crushing them, and he let out a groan. Mercy, mistress. And immediately he shot up straight and smack, 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 smack. Angrily, his hands hit her exposed buttocks. Smack, you naughty bitch, you slut, feminist whore. And as only said, I was going to fight for you as your loyal boyfriend. And he took it as a male chauvinist piece of shit. You bitch, you deserve to be whipped into submission until your buttocks bleed. Crash, whack, quack. Mercy, master, mercy. This naughty slut craves your indulgence. Mercy, 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 please. She shot into submissive girlfriend mode from a feminist vindictive triumphalism, and both of them suddenly calmed down, and she started tenderly squeezing his balls in girlfriendly, adoring fashion. And he started tenderly squeezing her ass, taking away the pain, the white hot pain from her buttocks. And she melted into his arms, tears streaming from her face. And the episode ends here, when boyfriend and girlfriend happily. A little background here. The chairman's wife, beloved wife, had died. Otherwise, they were also having the same tender relationship. The chairman would squeeze his wife's buttocks, and his wife would be tenderly squeezing his balls. But unfortunately, cancer had taken her away from him. He had grown up children from that first marriage, and he didn't need any kids from his current mistress. And she was not interested in kids but in career. She wanted to be a very powerful person. But somewhere in her lonely nights, she felt the need for a man. They took utter precaution so that the human resources department never got a whiff of their totally illegal affair, because the chairman and an executive under him was a terrible conflict of interest, having an affair, falling in love. So they would switch off their mobiles from 20 miles from the motel where they were living in, and each would use a Uber car and pay by cash. The motel also was booked by cash and never by credit card, so nothing could be traced, and they could have denied in any court that they had ever met each other. He never fucked her, so Rajit Sivan would never have been found. Neither did she give him blowjobs, so some Sivan like Monica Lewinsky would be found on a skirt or something. He was happy with his, getting his balls squeezed, his sexual, and he would then make her lie down on the bed and lick her to orgasm. And that was all the sexual release they needed, because both of them were utterly married to their jobs, and their professional success was to them more important than exchange of bodily fluids. He had done a lot of reading, and he knew that according to ancient Sanskrit texts, the Hindu yogis in the Himalayas had found out that semen was the source of masculinity, and by storing the semen in his balls, he could achieve great professional success because his memory and mental faculties would sharpen. He physically retained great stamina and ability to work hard. So he was never interested in losing seven. By getting his balls tenderly squeezed, he used to lose the precum that would be toxic and carcinogenic. The precum that accumulated in the prostate gland enlarges it and gives prostate cancer was shooting out in what is called ruined orgasm flows, and it was a very sweet pain when she squeezed him. And no doubt it was a little slightly masochistic and submissive, but when he was gripping her buttocks, he compensated for that by being dominant and manly, and so both their egos were satisfied as well as their physical needs, and they were perfect for each other.